Hi there, and welcome to this week's program from SwissInfo.ch. I'm Veronica DeVoren-Byrne.
There was a great big moose.
He liked to drink a lot of juice.
There
was a great...
Summer has come to Switzerland, and summer means summer camps. If you spend enough time with campers, you'll eventually be treated to a song. We'll hear more about where this particular tune came from later in the program. First, though, we turn to a group of elite youngsters who recently visited Switzerland for a week of high-stakes competition. Their sport of choice had more to do with molecules and pipettes than balls or rackets, though. They were here to compete in the International Biology Olympiad. Marlies Spinden, who organized the event, told me more about what happened during the competition.
Okay, we had a total of about 550 people around here, about 240 students who participated in the, who took the exams, and about 240 team leaders who accompanied the students, plus a number of volunteers who helped organizing. There were four practical exams, and there was one theoretical exam, so they had 2 days exams.
Later, I caught up with the overall winner, who had a lot to celebrate.
My name is Charlie Gleason. I'm from New Jersey. I'm 18. I just graduated from high school. I'm going to attend Brown University in the fall. And after that, I plan to go to med school and become a doctor in the United States. I've never traveled outside of North America before, so this is my first time, and it was a pretty incredible first time. We went up on the Alps, and we got to see all around. We got to see a cheese-making factory, and you know, along with that, we were studying for a lot of the time, too, and we had the tests. But other than that, I love getting to see Switzerland. And as for the actual winning, that was very surprising, but it was great. Not only did I get to see Switzerland, but we interacted with people from 60 different countries, so I went from knowing maybe one person who lives outside of the U.S. to knowing, you know, 100 that I can contact wherever I go. We all talked a lot about biology and the selection process, which was very different for each country. But I think as far as teaching, they've got different textbooks and different ideas about what's best, but we kind of do manage to learn kind of the same thing, which is good to have a universal standard.
And a couple of competitors from Pakistan told me about their plans for the future.
I'm Maha Nader from Pakistan. I'm from the capital of Islamabad.
And I am Mohammad Shehriyar Varaj from Pakistan. And I'm from Islamabad too.
We'll be taking entrance exams for medical school. I'd like to specialize from maybe UK, US, but I'd like to serve my own country, yeah. I'd like to stay in Pakistan, yeah.
When I end my studies, I aim to and I plan to serve Pakistan. Because it's our homeland, we have been, you know, raised there. We have studied in Pakistani schools, and we are known by Pakistan. And I'd love to serve my country and raise its status as a country among the Committee of Nations.
The Pakistani competitors also shared what they thought of the Swiss.
The best part was the mountains and meeting all the new people and having fun activities all the time. Yeah, we went to bed last night at 2:30, so we were doing karaoke the entire night. So that was the best part, meeting new people, making new friends.
For me, it was my first time to visit any European country, and to see such a traditional and well-preserved city like Bern, it was an awesome experience. And when we come to talk about the tests, they were hard, but they were interesting, and I enjoyed solving them. And I met new people, made new friends, and I saw all the city, went to the mountains and the cheese factory. Cheese and chocolate were the main highlights.
Yeah,
we got to eat cheese and chocolate a lot here in Switzerland. The people are really nice. And
they're hospitable.
Yeah, very hospitable and very sweet, in fact.
Yeah.
So it's been an awesome trip for me, and I think I would remember it for the whole of my life.
Yeah, I will too.
The organizers of the Biology Olympiad told me the students generally come for the spirit of competition, not big prizes, and there are several winners in each medal category. Still, certain countries place a lot of weight on the results, says Spinden. In Iran, for example, medal winners don't have to do military service.
In many countries, I know that in many countries, it's a big, big asset. If you're an former participant of a biology Olympiad, so it may, many actually have gained grants with them. It's a reference, or it encouraged university to universities to actually give them a place, a study place, and all that sort of. So it's, it tends to be an not a material reward, but it can help them very, very much in their careers.
That was International Biology Olympiad organizer Marlies Spinden speaking with me earlier.
The moose's name was Fred.
The moose's name was Fred.
He liked to drink his juice in bed.
He liked to drink his juice in bed.
The moose's name was Fred.
The moose's name was Fred.
He liked to drink his juice in bed.
He liked to drink his juice in bed.
Singing way-oh, way-oh.
I asked for a song and I got one, courtesy of the 11th Edmonton Rangers, a Girl Guides troupe from Alberta, Canada. We met when I joined them for a day in Adelboden, Switzerland, the home of Our Chalet, one of four world centers for the Girl Scouts and Guides organization, which celebrated its centennial last year. I arrived at the Scout Center, perched high above Adelboden, first thing in the morning. Its new director, Tanya Tulloch, met me as the girls were running around preparing for the day's excursion.
So this is the original chalet. It was built in 1932, and the woman who offered up the money, her name was Helen Storrow, and she was from America. And she really wanted a world center and got her mind set on Switzerland, and so she looked around till she found what she was looking for.
Anyone can stay at the center on their way through Adelboden, even if they're not affiliated with the scouting organization. But Tulloch says it has special significance for many scouts around the world, for whom making the trip can be a dream come true.
We get a lot of walk-ins, people who have just learned about Our Chalet from childhood. They know about the four world centers, and they've been in Girl Scouting or Girl Guiding, and their family just happened to be near here, and they went, I want to go to Our Chalet. There's an Our Chalet song that I know I learned when I was six back in Kentucky in the States. So, you know, it's just that that tradition that we learn about, and it seems so distant and so far off and so unachievable at some point, you know, and then you suddenly go, wait, I can go there.
As we made our way around the chalet grounds, it became clear the place has been well-loved for generations, with symbolic gifts, decorations, and trinkets everywhere, representing the scouting movement. As much as the girls who visit the center have different cultural backgrounds, they're often surprised to find they have scouting traditions in common, says the leader of the troop from Edmonton.
The promise seems to be very close, and the laws are, they may say different words, but they mean the same thing, and, you know, we seem to have the same traditions, like, we did a horseshoe for opening, and I know we do that with our girl guides. And
make a horseshoe shape around the flagpole.
Okay. Yeah, and a lot of the songs are the same wherever you go. And, you know, like we think they may be just Canadian songs, but they're singing them because they're Canadian songs. And when we do an international night, we look for songs from other countries. And so you come someplace like here and everybody's singing the same song.
Switzerland is not a cheap place to visit. And the Canadian Scouts told me they fundraised for almost 3 years to be able to make the trip.
This is our last hurrah.
Yes, we graduated and we're like, this is our last year as Rangers. So we're like, this calls for like a trip and lots of bottle drives, lots of cookie sales.
Chocolate almonds.
Yeah, chocolate almond sales, garage sales, anything we could do.
Anything that will get us money.
Yeah.
Girl Scouts and guides who want to make a trip abroad have a choice of four World Scouting centers they could visit. Tulloch told me more about the options and the latest World Center project now underway in Africa.
So World Centers traditionally have served Girl Guides and Girl Scouts. And each one of us is certainly spreading our wings a little bit in different ways to make sure we can stay sustainable in this economy and that sort of thing. But the African World Center came about because our World Centers are concentrated. We have two in Europe. We have one in India and one in Mexico. And so people started looking at the girls in Africa, especially with the issues with visas and getting out of their countries, looking for ways that they could participate also in a World Center experience. The African World Center is actually a mobile World Center. It's not a set location. And so it's gone through 3 years of kind of a pilot where they set up a World Center experience at a location and got funding to upgrade a center in a certain country, go into that country, fix up a facility, and hold a World Center event there, inviting girls from around the world. And then they leave that World Center facility there for the girls of that country.
After my tour of the chalet, I accompanied the scouts up one of the steepest funiculars in Europe to the top of the Niesen, a pointy landmark of a mountain that towers over Lake Thun in the Bernese Alps. A Girl Scout troop from Houston, Texas, filled me in on how they work together to overcome a fear of heights, something they've encountered more than a few times during their visit.
Like, we're used to just completely flat land, so like the steep is different, and like it's kind of like a roller coaster without the fast and falling parts.
Yeah.
It's amazing, and the mountains are amazing. Like, I've never seen such high mountains and been in the clouds, so it's definitely something you don't usually see every day.
We're kind of untraditional Girl Scouts, I guess. Us as a troop, we don't really, we set like personal goals, so any goal that we do reach is a good one for us as ourselves. And then we set like a troop goal. So yesterday we went on, we went zip lining, and we like walked across this wire across a river. And like for some people, it was really, really hard to do that and really scary. But for others, we went on a 75-foot bridge and did a pendulum swing down. And that was our challenge. And so everybody did a personal best, and everybody worked the same amount to do it. And we all supported each other.
Was there ever kind of a moment where someone was like, I don't know if I can go on, or...
Yes, a lot of those moments. I know that for me at the pendulum, I got on the little platform and I was about to get off, and I was like, yeah, I can't do this.
I was the first one down.
Here in Switzerland, it's beautiful. Like, where we're from, it's really flat, and like, there aren't like mountains and
seasons.
Yeah, there aren't seasons. It's summer, and it's like not very many rivers and streams. So, like, when we do that, and you look behind you and you're like, this is so worth it, it's so beautiful. We don't even have, like, we don't have anything like this. Like, nothing like this. So it's really different.
And it seems trying their hand at some Swiss German wasn't challenging for any of the girls.
We learned a lot of words and different ways to say things. We love to, instead of just expecting others to adapt to us, we love to learn what they're saying so that we can communicate them and they feel welcome. We should be learning from them.
There's a really funny Swiss German word that everyone, if you come to Switzerland and you're learning Swiss German, everyone sees if you can say it because it's really hard. And it means kitchen cupboard. And it's Hochichastli. Yeah, there you go. You guys got it. You're Swiss already. Look at that.
On the way back down the mountain, more songs were sung, stories were told, and souvenirs were swapped. A Swiss woman, who looked unsure when she first inched her way into a car full of scouts, was soon regaled with songs and got very excited when offered a moose-shaped badge as a souvenir. I got one too, a guarantee that I won't forget this particular trip up the Niesen. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica DeVoren-Byrne. Stay tuned to SwissInfo.ch in the coming weeks for more on the International Biology Olympiad and opportunities for young researchers in Switzerland.
We have a sticky moose.
Who is all full of juice?
Who is all full of juice?
Singing way-oh, way-oh.
To play us out, here's the end of that catchy tune from the Edmonton Rangers Scout Troop. It's one you'll probably be humming for the rest of the day.